Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, more about some livestock judging. Again, I don't know the first thing about livestock judging, so I'm excited to hear a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so first off, I just want to start by letting you guys all know our week, our spring break week, where we'd been advertising and talking about all of our day camps. We had a YQCA one and then a shopping and style, and we rounded out on Friday with a STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math, day camp, and they all were really successful. We served around 70 kids in the district last week, learning and growing with each of them and investing in their future, and it was just a really great week. You know, a lot of our work is done from the office administrative kind of side, where we, you know, put all the things in place, and then, you know, the kids go out and do, and we don't always get to be with them all the time and all the work that they're doing out there in the community. So it was just a really great time in spring break to bring them all together and learn and grow with them. We had a really great week, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to all my volunteers that helped, and if you came and participated in those day camps, I thought they were all very successful. So I just wanted to kind of give a little shout-out there that we'd been building up to those, and it was a really great week. And so that's something that has come together here also as another opportunity in the month of March here, trickling over into April, is livestock judging. And this is from novice, so just starting out, to advance. We have a really great teacher, Hyatt Frobos. He's from the Garnett area, and he comes and he teaches the district. So this is a really great skill. I was a dairy judger back in the day, Blake, but this is focusing, when we talk about livestock judging, you're truly focusing on the four main market species of sheep, goats, meat goats, swine, and then beef. But so basically, you are taught how to evaluate these animals, and these are contests that then we go and participate in once we kind of learn the process. But you're given four animals or in a class, and you have to evaluate those and rank those best to worst, right? And it goes way more in depth than that. But then the kids also have to learn a process that we call giving oral reasons. Let's see if I can get that out. And this really works on their communication skills. They have to learn and talk, we say, talk the class, where they have to talk to a judge and explain to a judge why they place these animals the way they did. And so if you got any really great debaters out there, this is just right up their alley, because it's their one chance to really shine on really telling people why they're right, right? Why they place these animals the way they did. So it really just teaches a lot of great communication skills. It's really, you know, I've read some really interesting articles out there about decision making and the skills of teaching children how to make decisions is really important, because so many of us as adults get really hung up on this, is like they can't make decisions. And so that's one thing, I think, to critically think and make decisions on your feet. I think it's hard to put it into experience, right, for our children, but I think this is one activity that really does that and really teaches that skill, because they're forced to. They have to look at a class of four animals, they have to evaluate it, and then they have to make a decision, and then they have to back up that decision. So again, it's just, you don't realize the skill that they're working there, but the more I'm around that contest, I really just see kids blossom in that area. And then just, it's across the district, so we have, I think you guys have heard me talk on here, we have a really great livestock judging team here in Frontier District, and it's really taking them to some really cool heights. You get to travel with livestock judging. I know we've had several youth go on and get college scholarships through livestock judging. So if it's something you want to participate in, we'd be more than happy to have you. Our first practice was this last Sunday, but we have another one set up for April 6th. from 5 to 7 at the Commissioner Chamber, and April 13th at the Commissioner Chamber from 5 to 7. So we have other things on the calendar, but those are the two basic dates that I just want to throw out there to everybody. And then if you want to get involved, contact the office, and we can give you more information and get you going in the right direction. So we're excited to have this opportunity for the kids in Frontier District.
Excited to see how that goes and people growing in the trade. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary Nazine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.